الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله سبحان اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ویلکم بیک ٹو اور پروگرام رائز اینڈ شائن الحمدللہ عز و جل اے ویری ویری بیوٹیفل مارننگ ٹوڈے سم ویری بیوٹیفل کلام بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن آف دا قرآن وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ہیئر اینڈ آلسو اے ویری بیوٹیفل ریمائنڈر آف دا ڈے اینڈ آلسو ان شاء اللہ عز و جل اے بیوٹیفل حدیث آف دا پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ آلسو غلام رسول اینڈ کنیز فاطمہ ول بی ود اس ایز ویل لیٹر آن ان شاء اللہ So let's start off the program with the beautiful recitation of the Holy Quran. Remember, whenever we listen to the Quran, we should listen to it attentively and carefully. But because this is recorded, it means the same ruling might not apply. But alhamdulillah, because we are here in this program to inshallah we'll gain blessings, let's listen to the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
میں اللہ تعالی کی پناہ میں آتا ہوں شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
قال يا قوم ليس بي سفاهة ولكنني رسول من رب العالمين
کہا اے میری قوم مجھے بے وقوفی سے کیا علاقہ یعنی تعلق میں تو پروردگار عالم کا رسول ہوں
ابلغکم رسالات ربی وانا لکم ناصح امین
تمہیں اپنے رب کی رسالتیں پہنچاتا ہوں اور تمہارا معتمد خیر خواہ ہوں
اوعجبتم ان جاءکم ذکر من ربکم علی رجل منکم لینذرکم
اور کیا تمہیں اس کا اچمبا یعنی تعجب ہوا کہ تمہارے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے ایک نصیحت آئی تم میں کے ایک مرد کی معرفت کہ وہ تمہیں ڈرائے
وَاذْكُرُوا اِذْ جَعْلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِن بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً
اور یاد کرو جب اس نے تمہیں قوم نوح کا جانشین کیا اور تمہارے بدن کا پھیلاؤ بڑھایا
فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ
تو اللہ کی نعمتیں یاد کرو کہ کہیں تمہارا بھلا ہو
قَالُوا أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ
بولے کیا تم ہمارے پاس اس لیے آئے ہو کہ ہم ایک اللہ کو پوجیں اور جو ہمارے باپ دادا پوچھتے تھے انہیں چھوڑ دیں تو لاؤ جس کا ہمیں وعدہ دے رہے ہو اگر سچے ہو
قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب
کہا ضرور تم پر تمہارے رب کا عذاب اور غضب پڑ گیا
اتجادلوننی فی اسماء سمیتموها انتم
مجھ سے خالی ان ناموں میں جھگڑ رہے ہو جو تم نے اور تمہارے باپ دادا نے رکھ لیے اللہ نے ان کی کوئی سند نہ اتاری
فانتظر
راستہ دیکھو، میں بھی تمہارے ساتھ دیکھتا ہوں۔
فَأَنجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا وَقَطَعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ۔
ہم نے اسے اور اس کے ساتھ والوں کو اپنی ایک بڑی رحمت فرما کر نجات دی، اور جو ہماری آیتیں جھٹلاتے تھے ان کی جڑ کاٹ دی، اور وہ ایمان والے نہ تھے۔
وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا،
اور ثمود کی طرف ان کی برادری سے صالح کو بھیجا۔
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ۔
کہا اے میری قوم، اللہ کو پوجو، اس کے سوا تمہارا کوئی معبود نہیں، بے شک تمہارے پاس تمہارے رب کی طرف سے روشن دلیل آئی۔
ھذہ ناقۃ اللہ لکم آیۃ فذروها تأکل فی ارض اللہ ولا تمسوها بسوء فیأخذکم عذاب علیم۔
یہ اللہ کا ناقہ ہے، تمہارے لیے نشانی، تو اسے چھوڑ دو کہ اللہ کی زمین میں کھائے، اور اسے برائی سے ہاتھ نہ لگاؤ کہ تمہیں دردناک عذاب آ لے گا۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ سورۃ الاعراف، the beautiful surah of the Holy Quran. And as we've heard Allah Azza wa Jal talking about the previous nations, what happened to them people, you know, how these people, they were given prophets after prophets, yet they did not respect them and they did not cherish them. And what happened? These tribes were all destroyed. Now there's a message for us as well. You know, in the Quran there's many times mentioned لِأُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Yeah, the doors of لِأُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ, chapters where we can learn a lesson. You know, and we need to understand that the Quran is a source of guidance for us. And what guidance does the Quran give us? The Quran tells us what happened to the people of Thamud, what happened to the people of Aad, what happened to the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Bani Israel, what happened to these people. So therefore, لَعِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These are chapters so that we can learn a lesson from. What lessons are we going to learn from this tribe of Thamud? You know, Allah Ta'ala blessed them with so much that, you know, they used to live a very, very comfortable life. They had everything what they wanted in this world. Yet, they still went against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And these people, they made their homes, as you saw on the screen as well. These people, they made their homes in the mountains. Even today, in parts of Jordan and northern part of Arabia, you will still find their homes are still there, but the people are not there. You know, they thought that they're going to make their homes into the mountains, nothing can harm them. Even ma'az Allah, they thought that the punishment of Allah will never get to them. Yet, you know, it's proven that their homes were destroyed, these people were destroyed, and now we only find signs of these people. We don't want to be a sign as well, do we? We want to be a good sign where people, you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they talk about us. You know, we find the signs of the Quran in the Ashab al-Kahf, in the Quran, you know, the people of the cave. These are good signs for us. Allah Ta'ala talks about them in the Quran, how He loves them, how Allah Ta'ala blessed them, how Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased with them. In the same way, we want our Rabb Azza wa Jal to be pleased with us. We want our Rabb Azza wa Jal to be happy with us. What do? We should read the Quran. Not just once a week or once a month or whenever someone passes away in the family. The Quran should be read every single day. Ask yourself a question. Did I read my Quran yesterday? Did I read the Quran 2 days ago? Did I read the Quran 3 days ago? No, my dear Islam brothers, if the answer is no, then we need to understand that we need to try to read the Quran to gain the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every day, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have the Kalam as well. Let's listen to this beautiful Kalam now, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Manu shak madine jamarda हसरत होर नहीं आका तेरी मर्जी है साडा ते
شوق مدینے جاون دا
لیے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں تیری قبر تے حافظ لکھواری پائے دنیا والے لکھ دیوے دیوے جے دل وچ عشق نبی دا نہیں تیری روشن ہونی گور بھی نہیں مینوں شوق مدینے جاون دا میرے دل وچ حسرت ہور نہیں آقا تیری مرضی ہے ساڈا تے کوئی زور نہیں
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عزوجل ویری بیوٹیفل کلام بائی رکن شورا حاجی عبدالحبیب اتاری ماشاءاللہ عزوجل اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس ہم اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ ہم اے لانگ ہیلتھی لائف ود ایمان and mashallah azwajal no doubt these are the people who are working really really hard day and night for the cause of Allah azwajal may Allah ta'ala give us the ability to work hard for his cause for his beautiful deen as well My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, if you just joined us, then you are watching the beautiful program Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, every day we come to you with a different topic. And the topic that we have today is an exam to prepare for. Now the topic is about an exam. You might be thinking, yeah, I've got me SATS exam coming up, I've got me GCSE exams, I've got my A-level exams, I've got my test coming up, I've got my driving test coming up, I've got this exam, I've got that exam. That's not what the topic is. The topic is an exam that we need to prepare for. And that exam is the day of judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Hadith Pak quoted in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, if you knew what I know, you would laugh little and cry much. Yeah, if you knew what I knew, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew about the day of judgment, he knew about what is going to come. And he says, if you know what I know, you will cry a lot and you will laugh less. Yeah, and that is the day of judgment. The day of resurrection is a day of distress and deep regret. It is that long and ominous day in which all humans will stand in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is how severe this day of judgment will be. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that Allah is more merciful. You know, we need to have, on one side, we need to have the fear of the day of judgment. On the other side, we are supposed to be having the hope that Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive us. How much does our Rabb Azza wa Jal, our Creator, love us? The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that Allah is more merciful to us than a devoted mother to her newborn child. You know, how does a mother look after the child? She cradles him, she feeds him, you know, and she looks after the child, you know, until that child, even though that child grows and, you know, he's more taller than his mother, the mother will still love and cherish her child. But remember, Allah Azza wa Jal loves his creation more than 70 mothers love their children. That is a hope for us. That yes, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Now we have this hope that Allah Ta'ala is no doubt is merciful. The Quran starts with the word of mercy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah is merciful. Yet we need to look at ourselves. How are we living our life? Are we living our life according to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal? Or are we living our life, you know, so that, you know, we don't even know what's going to happen to us. We haven't even prepared for that day. You know, just imagine going into an exam room and you're not prepared yourself. Yeah, how much will a person do? You know, you haven't prepared yourself, you haven't, you know, revised your lessons. Now, when you go into that exam room, there's more chances that you're going to fail. Why? Because you haven't prepared for it. What have we prepared for the life of the hereafter? What have we prepared? The fear that we have of the day of resurrection should motivate us to be more devoted in worship. You know, when you know an exam is coming up, what happens? You try to put more effort in. You try to put more effort in. You know, just give you an example. Someone who's got a driving test, yeah? He spent a lot of money, you know, trying to prepare for this day. And now what happens? He can't sleep at night. Why? He's got a test in the morning. He's going to make sure he prepares for that test. He gives more time, more efforts. He will offer more nawafil. He will offer more, you know, du'as that he wants to pass this test. In the same way, when we know that the day of resurrection will be coming, when we know that exam that we need to prepare for, we need to put more effort in. We need to do more ibadat. We need to read more Quran. We need to do more worship so that we can get close to our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in many, many places in the Quran, the day wherein they will be brought forth and nothing about them will be hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Ta'ala knows everything. Yeah, He knows what is in our hearts. He knows what we are thinking about. He knows what we will be doing. So there's no way that we can say that, you know, I can hide myself from our Rabb Azza wa Jal. There is nothing like that. But what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we need to be serious about this. We need to be so serious that all our moments, you know, we recite durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read the Quran. You know, many people, they say, I don't get time. You know, I love to read the Quran, but I don't get time. I'm too busy during the day. Nowadays, we've got smartphones. Yeah, be a bit smarter. You know, you've got a smartphone, but we need to be a bit smarter as well. Download the Quran, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will see that the more, inshallah, we read the Quran, the more blessings there will be. What problems do you have? You know, we say that I've got this problem, I've got that problem. You know, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, once we start to read the Quran, I guarantee you, all your problems will be resolved as well. Now we should read about the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We should study how he conducted himself in obedience to Allah azza wa jal and how he abstained from over guidance in worldly pleasure. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why was he sent? Why were all these prophets sent to the world? You know, why was the Quran sent to the world? Why were all the other books, the scriptures sent to the world? They were sent for man's guidance. The Quran was sent as a guidance. How much guidance do we take from the Quran? How much guidance do we take from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? On one side, look at the mercy of Allah. On one side, we have the Quran, a source of guidance. On one side, we had the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had all the prophets that came to this world to show you practically how we should live our lives. Are we living our lives according to how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us? Are we living our lives practically the way our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us? If the answer is no, then we need to understand. We should likewise read the biographies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, seerah, read his life story, read the life story of the Sahaba ikram, how they lived, how they prepared for this exam. And the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they were those people that have prepared for this exam, given the exam, and even Allah Ta'ala, He gives them the result of their exam in the Quran. Radiallahu anhu wa radu an dhalika liman khashiya rabba. The result came out for these Sahaba ikram that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the result that me and you will be wanting. That is the result that me and you should be working hard towards. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we have this result, then no doubt things will be much better for us as well. We need to always keep in mind, we should often contemplate an inevitability of death. Think about death. You know, it was such a beautiful saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The scholars, they mention thinking about the grave, thinking about your hereafter, thinking about the things to come is better than 60 years of worship. 60 years of nafli worship, it's better to think about the grave and the hereafter. Just, when you're at home, just try to turn the light off. Yeah, you might be feeling a bit scared, but I promise you, this will, inshallah, will give you the insight. You know, when they say the light's going to go off, it's going to be dark, your heart's going to be illuminated. Look through the heart, and inshallah, you will see that the room will be illuminated. Think about the grave. Think about the hereafter. You might be thinking, well, that's a bit scary. How can we do that? But we have to, to prepare for something. People, have, sleepless nights. People can't get to sleep at night. Why? Because I've got a test in the morning. Yeah. People take tablets, antidepressant tablets, anti-sleeping tablets. Why? Because they don't want to fall asleep. They drink soft drinks that will make them wake up for a long time, so that they can prepare for their exams. Islam says, think about your grave, contemplate about your grave. And it says that, we should be aware of the trials that follow in the grave and during the resurrection. We should visualize ourselves standing before Allah. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine visualizing that one day, close your eyes, you're in this dark room, you've closed the eyes, and you're thinking, I'm going to be standing in the court of Allah one day. This thing is inevitable. You can't say that it's not going to happen. It's a fact. It will happen, and Allah Ta'ala will make sure it happens. And we will be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We'll be standing in front of judges of all the judges. Ask those people who have to go to court. They do something wrong, they go to court. They're fearful, they're scared, they're trembling. Why? Because they don't know what the judge is going to say. If it's a very serious trial, people will be scared. Am I going to be locked up for life? Am I going to be locked up for 10 years, for 15 years, for life? They're scared. They don't know what's going to happen. Can you imagine on the day of judgment, when you shall be standing in front of the Rabb of the worlds, judge of all the judges. And if Allah Ta'ala gives the judgment, O angels, take him and throw him into the fire of hell. What are you going to do at that time? So it's very important, my dear Islam brothers. We should think about the bridge that we have to cross, the bridge of Sirat. The bridge of Sirat, the scholars, they mention, there's about so many years that it will go up, then straight, and then downhill. And this bridge, we all know about the bridge of Sirat. We've all heard about the bridge of Sirat. Thinner than a strand of hair, sharper than a sword. We have to walk barefooted on this bridge. And it says that at the bottom of the bridge will be the fire of hell. And it says that the fire will be leaping upwards, and it will grab hold of the sinners and throw them into the fire. But some people will be running over the bridge of Sirat like lightning. They won't even realize. And some people will enjoy walking over the bridge of Sirat, and they will enter paradise. Who are these people that will run through the bridge of Sirat? Who are those people that will be walking and they'll have no fear? Who are these people? These are the people who had prepared for this exam. Now, as Muslims, we need to start doing that as well. It says we should think about the joy that will be experienced by the people of paradise. Can you imagine when the people of paradise, they cross the bridge of Sirat and they will enter paradise? How happy these people will be. How lucky they will be that they will enter the beautiful gardens of paradise. And Allah Ta'ala has promised that the one who has entered the garden of paradise will never be taken out of the garden of paradise. So look at that joy of staying. If you think about anything in this world, all the materialistic things that we see, all the bounties, all the beauties, all the luxuries of this world are compared to not even a millionth percent of luxuries that we will receive in the gardens of paradise. And this is what our main aim will be. But for that, we need to struggle a bit. We need to work hard for that. It says that we need to always keep in mind that death can come to us any moment. How do we wish to meet our Lord? How do we wish to do so in a state of grace and obedience? Or would we like to so while engaged in sin? That's why they say, that a person, when he does something good, he should be proud of himself, because he might die in that way. You know, just imagine you're driving, you're listening to the beautiful Nate Pak, you're listening to the beautiful Quran. If Ma'azallah, Allah Ta'ala forbid, if there was an accident and you died in that accident, you would die. Then your last things that you were listening were the beautiful words of the Quran. And that will be the first thing. If you died whilst reading the Naat, you were reading the Kalam, you were reading the Quran, and you died in that state, you will be risen in that state on the day of judgment. My dear Islam brothers, let's think about this and let's listen to this beautiful daily reminder. And inshallah azawajal, that will even help us more as well. Let's listen to the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Respected viewers of Madani Channel, doing ittiba, following Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has been commanded by Quran, and Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's personality has been declared as a best role model in Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, meaning, indeed for you, following the Messenger of Allah is best. In tafsir of this blessed ayah of Quran, Sadrul Afadil, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Naimuddin Murad Abadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes that you should follow properly Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and help the religion of Allah and never leave the companionship of Rasul Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. And further he says, follow the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because that is better for you. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, if someone follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and does proper ittiba of Rasul Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam, what in'am, what reward will he attain? And that is also mentioned in Quran. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. سبحان الله. It says, and he who obeys Allah and his messenger will be with those upon whom Allah has bestowed favor, i.e. the prophets and the truthful ones and the martyrs and the virtuous, and what an excellent companion they are. Subhanallah. The reward for that person who follows Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that inshaAllah he will be with prophets, he will be with siddiqeen, he will be with shuhada inshaAllah azza wa jal. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, what a great companionship that is. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability that we follow the footsteps of Rasul Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah azawajal, a very beautiful reminder for us. And these reminders are given to us so that we can, you know, change our lives for the better. And another beautiful reminder, and this reminder is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he was one day walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Can you imagine and can you picture that scene? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu walking with the best of creation. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as he was walking with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, O Abdullah, be in the world as if you are a wayfarer or a stranger passing through. Because of this, Sayyidina Ibn Umar would often say, when night falls, do not look forward to the dawn. And when the day breaks, do not anticipate the night. Take full advantage of your health before you succumb to illness, and of your life before death overtakes you. This was a hadith in Sahih Bukhari. So Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that don't look for the day when the night has come, because you don't know, you might pass away during the night. So many people have passed away during the night. So many people have passed away in their sleep. That is why, have you realized the dua for sleeping? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Oh Allah, I take your name before I live and before I die. Why live and die? You sleep and wake up, you don't live and die. But the sleeping is a form of death. And waking up is getting the life back again. You know, so whenever we sleep in the night, don't anticipate that I'm going to be alive when I wake up. And when you do wake up, don't anticipate, don't look forward to the night coming, because you don't know if you're going to be aware. You know, these kind of things, they should play an effect on us. They should be, our heartstrings should be pulled. What are we doing? How are we living our lives? Mobile phone, if you don't know what functions it has, how are you going to walk, you know, work the mobile phone? Yeah, so you're only going to use a few of the functions. In the same way, how do we know the functions of life if we do not study them? And the function of life have been mentioned in the Quran. The Quran, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are a manual for us, that we should read them, we should learn them, we should study them. People studied the deen, they used to travel far away. Then there was a Buzurg, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, who traveled from Spain to go to Medina Tayyiba and learn about the deen. People traveled from Africa to go to Medina Tayyiba, to go to Baghdad Sharif and to study and learn their deen. People traveled from one part of the world to the other part of the world. Why? Because they were going to learn and study their deen. We need to look at ourselves. How much are we studying our deen as well? Inshallah, so we've got a daily hadith package. Let's go towards that, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Some villages ask, what is the best thing bestowed upon man? The Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, good manners. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, good manners erase the misdeed as the sun melts frozen water. The greatest hurdle in the attainment of good manners is hot temper and intense anger. If one overcomes these flaws, he will find it easy to become a well-mannered, sociable and forgiving person. The habit of anger causes so many harms. For example, the one venting his anger gets deprived of patience and humility. Normally, the person who has instinct for arrogance, pride and haughtiness gets angry. Anger leads to many sins like backbiting, malice, jealousy, swearing, hurting someone's feelings and causing someone's harm. It is anger that destroys friendships and relationships, inciting hatred. Usually divorces and murders are also caused by anger. On the other hand, overcoming anger sets one's affairs in order, erasing problems and bringing happiness into the life. Regarding overcoming anger, the greatest and the noblest Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the person who wrestles others to the ground is not brave. Brave is the person who controls himself in anger. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let me mention to you, because our topic is preparing for the exam that is to come. And there is also a very beautiful saying that we should always keep in mind that this world is a transient place. What does he mean by a transient place? A transient place is not that this is not our final destination. Our final destination is the hereafter, and the final destination will be the gardens of paradise. That is what our final destination is. Now, if you see someone traveling, and he's traveling on a train or a plane, and they come to a place, you know, we call it a transit place, yeah, where the plane or the train will stop. But what will happen is some passengers will come off, new passengers will come on, and the train will continue. For those people whose final destination is another place, they don't get off, do they? They don't get off the plane. They don't get off the train. Why? Because that's not their destination. Our destination is the gardens of paradise. Our destination is not this world. This is a transient place for us. We're going to leave this world one day. And when are we going to leave this world? We don't even know. So therefore, always be ready. The day when we leave this place, inshallah, we'll be no doubt going to a better place. But there is another place that will come after this. And that place is called the barzakh. You'll have the grave, you'll have the barzakh. Barzakh means curtain. Yeah. So you'll have this is a curtain between the world and the hereafter. And when a person dies, the next place he will go into is the dark and lonely grave. Now, this dark and lonely grave, what is it? Let me read out a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abu al-Hujjaj Sumali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, when the dead person is laid into the grave says to him, may you be destroyed. Why did you forget me? Didn't you know that I am the home of troubles and darkness? Why did you use to walk on me arrogantly? If the deceased person is a pious person, a voice from the unseen says, oh grave, he is one of those who always spread goodness and prevented evil. The grave says, if it is so, I will become a garden for him. The body of that person then becomes nur, light, and his soul goes towards the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But remember, my dear Islam brothers, on the flip side, when that person could not answer, and the grave calls out to him that this person is someone, he went against the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, and then what will happen? His grave will be turned into a fire of hell. Or those who scared themselves. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, he quotes in Sharh al-Sudur, when a dead person is buried into the grave, all the things which he was scared of in the world but not of Allah come into his grave to frighten him. Today, let's be honest. Let's put our hands on the heart and let's be honest. Are we scared of the grave? No, we are not. Are we scared of standing in the court of Allah on the day of judgment? No, we are not. Why? Because if for those people who miss their salah deliberately, those people who do not read the Quran, those people who ma'azallah swear, who backbite, you know, who tell tales, who be jealous of people, who ma'azallah fight with Muslims for no apparent reason, these people in the grave, what will they answer? And the grave will say to that person, you know, these creatures will come in, these sins will come in the form of creatures, and they will scare them inside the grave. And there will be no one to make that person feel happy. But if there's a good person, then inshallah, these things, the Quran will come in the form of light. Subhanallah. The Quran, Nurun wa Kitabun Mubin. The Quran will come in the form of light. Your salah will come in the form of light. Your reading, the Islamic books will come in the form of light. Your fasting, inshallah, will come in the form of light. Your acting upon the sunnahs will inshallah help you inside the grave. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, what we need to understand is for those people who do not think about their grave, about their hereafter, Allah Azza wa Jal has given us a very beautiful understanding of our deen, how we should be living our lives. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned as a very beautiful thing inside the glorious Quran, Suratul Ahzab, verse number 21. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, following the noble Rasul of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is better for you. So if we follow our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that will be better for us. Inshallah, so it will be something that we can try to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you heard the story of the person of Bani Israel when he passed away? People picked his body and they threw him into the rubbish truck. And then what happened? Allah Azza wa Jal commanded Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, go and pick that person's body, give him respect, give him ghusl, offer his janazah and bury him respectfully. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he went and he saw that this person, he recognized him. He says, Ya Allah, What is the reason? I know this person. He was a sinner. How does he deserve your mercy? And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O Musa, whenever he used to read the Torah, he used to see the name of my beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and he used to kiss because of this love and devotion that he has shown to my beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I have forgiven his sins and I have granted him the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. Someone who follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tries to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet he was not a Muslim, he was ummati of Musa alayhi salam, he is granted paradise. Can you imagine how much love and how much rewards Allah will give to those Muslims who follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Subhanallah. And it's not hard. You know, sometimes people think, oh, it's going to be really, really hard. How am I going to fulfill the sunnahs? You know, it's really hard in this day and age. Kis tarah karsa? It's going to be really, really difficult. It's not difficult. It's just in our minds. The shaitan is playing about with our minds. It's actually not difficult. And subhanallah, we've been given a role model. A beautiful role model. Follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you'll be guided as well. We need to seriously, again, I'm going to come back to that point as well. We need to gain Islamic knowledge. Subhanallah, Dawat-e-Islami, alhamdulillah, has many, many, courses online. And alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, you can do these courses. You have the course of Bahar-e-Shariat, you have full Alim course, you have Hifz, you have Salah course, you have 12 Madani Works course, you know, you have, mashallah, so many other courses as well that are available online, you know, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. So in the comfort of your own home, you can gain the knowledge of the deen. And if we were to do that, even if you think 100 years ago, people used to travel. They used to travel to a far, far place to learn the knowledge. Look at the lives of the awliya-i-kiram. Data Ganj Baksh Ali Hajveri, rahmatullahi ta'ala, traveled many places, Khurasan, and you know, all these places. Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, the great saint, the master of Bukhari Sharif, yeah, he traveled many places. Ala Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled many places to learn the knowledge of his deen. You know, so we need to travel. But subhanallah, Dawat Islami has made it so easy for us. Itna asaan ho gaya hamare liye, so easy for us that we could be in the comfort of our own homes and we could learn the knowledge of the deen. Inshallah, we're going to talk more about our topic later on. But we've got a very beautiful package for you. And this package is on one of the departments of Dawat Islami, the Arabic department of Dawat Islami. Let's see what Dawat Islami Arabic is doing, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Bushra lana milna al-muna zala al-ala wa sallana wa al-damru anjaza wa'adahu wal-bishru adha mu'alana bushra lana milna al-muna زال العنا وفلنا بشرى لنا نلنا المنى زال العنا وفلنا.
Dawat-e-Islami is an international, non-political organization currently operating in more than 100 departments all throughout the world. One department is the Arabic department of Dawat-e-Islami. The Arabic department of Dawat-e-Islami is aimed to represent Dawat-e-Islami in the Arab world by creating and translating all the required content of Dawat-e-Islami into Arabic language to spread the teachings of Islam and reform the values of society through digital resources like social media websites and on-ground mubalighin overseas.
مركز الدعوة الإسلامية هو مؤسسة عالمية يسعى لنشر رسالة الإسلام بلغات مختلفة في جميع أنحاء العالم.
The mission of this department is to reform ourselves and the world according to the mission statement of our great leader Sheikh Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. The mission statement is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal.
واللغة العربية هي من اللغات الأكثر شيوعا في كثير من الدول. فأولى المركز اهتماما خاصا بهذه اللغة التي هي لغة القرآن والسنة.
The Arabic Department of Dawat-e-Islami is representing Dawat-e-Islami in the Arab world. The department is spreading the teachings of Islam by producing Islamic educational and engaging programs, PSMs and short videos, etc.
اللغة العربية ويفهمونها على مستوى العالم فأنشأنا قسم إدارة الشؤون العربية فالحمد لله أصبحت مشرفا لهذا القسم تقوم إدارة الشؤون العربية بنشر النصائح والتعاليم الدينية الصحيحة الموثوقة من السنن والآداب الإسلامية والفوائد الدعوية والعلمية ضمن منشوراته ورسائله من الصور والبطاقات والمقاطع والفيديوهات الإسلامية عبر مواقع التواصل الاجتماعي الخاصة بالمركز.
بشرى لنا من المنى زاد العلا وانفرنا.
The Arabic Department of Dawat-e-Islami invites people to Islam and digitally engages them with Islamic content to keep them away from unethical and non-Sharia content. This work is for the pleasure of Allah to spread Islam worldwide and reform the values of society.
For the sake of Medina, we're calling upon you, Allah.
وأشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى أن من علي بإتاحة فرصة العمل في هذه البيئة الدينية الطيبة لمركز الدعوة الإسلامية وأنا هنا منذ 5 سنوات وأعمل مساعدا للمدير بقسم إدارة الشؤون العربية بمركز الدعوة الإسلامية حيث أقوم بإدارة المهام وتنظيم المشاريع الدعوية والخطط المستقبلية.
In the Arabic Department of Dawat-e-Islami, we write different types of content in many categories like articles, posts, videos, and speeches, etc.
بتأمين النصوص المتنوعة بالتعاون مع الإخوة الدعاء الذين يعملون معنا في الدول العربية بما في ذلك نصوص البرامج الدعوية والفيديوهات التوجيهية ومقاطع موشن جرافيك والقصص الهادفة بالإضافة إلى نصوص والإنفوجرافيك والبطاقات الدعوية والتربوية وغيرها.
We translate all the needed content and literature of Dawat-e-Islami into Arabic language.
شعبة الترجمة العربية هذا القسم الذي يترجم من الأردية إلى العربية حتى يستفيدون أهل اللغة العربية فنحن نترجم تعاليم سيد الشيخ محمد إلياس العطار القادري حفظه الله تعالى وأفكاره الدعوية ومنهجه وهو منهج أهل السنة والجماعة نترجمها لكي يستفيد منها العرب.
We record Islamic Arabic videos in Pakistan and overseas on many topics. We edit all videos recorded in Arabic language. We dub videos as subtitles of Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah, our personalities, and animated videos of Ghulam Rasool, etc.
It's Dawat-e-Islami. It's about to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
قسم الفرعي الترجمة والدبلجة العربية التابع لإدارة الشؤون العربية بمركز الدعوة الإسلامية. وبحمد الله تعالى هذا القسم يتعامل بشكل عام مع الترجمة الكاملة من العربية إلى الأردية ومن الأردية إلى العربية، ويهتم بترجمة المحتوى الدعوي لفضيلة الشيخ محمد إلياس العطار القادري حفظه الله تعالى.
It's دعوة إسلامي. It's a right to edify the people. It's all over the world.
The content of the Arabic department of Dawat-e-Islami is authentic and of quality, and the content is completely based on Quran and Hadith and the beliefs of Maslake Ahl Sunnah.
عندنا شعبة خاصة استخراج النصوص والمحتوى الفعال. أما عن أهداف قسم المحتوى والنصوص فهي تقوم بنشر تعاليم مبادئ الإسلام الصحيحة وفقا لمنهج أهل السنة والجماعة.
All our content is verified from Sharia Taftish and a native Arabic scholar.
ما يقوله العلماء والدعاء عندنا باللغة الأردية نقوم بترجمتها طبعا إلى اللغة العربية، ومن ثم دبلجتها. قام بتأسيس قسم متكامل يهتم بنشر رسالة الإسلام بين الذين يتحدثون، وتقوم أيضا بإعداد محتوى توجيهي وتوعوي وتخطيط لمقاطع وبرامج تربوية ومفيدة. كذلك تقوم بتسليط الضوء على القضايا المعاصرة حتى نأخذ دورنا تجاه إصلاح الأفراد والمجتمعات.
Our videos are being published on various platforms of social media and on the official website of Dawat-e-Islami.
صفحة المركز على الفيسبوك وصفحته على إنستغرام وصفحته على تويتر وغيرها من محطات التواصل الاجتماعي، حيث نهتم بنشر محتوى المركز ومنتجاته الدعوية والتربوية لكي ننشرها في المجموعات الدعوية المتنوعة وعلى الواتس أيضا.
We analyze feedbacks and suggestions from the audience and improve our work quality.
كذلك تقوم بنشر الثقافة الدينية في المجتمع وغرس القيم والأخلاق الحميدة في نفوس أفراده.
What do we have for you? Arabic Hamd and Naat, 2D animated videos, ethical programs, PSMs, kids 3D cartoons, historical programs, documentaries, short stories, Facebook and YouTube live sessions. The publishing platforms of the Arabic Department of Dawat-e-Islami include our Arabic website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Telegram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and WhatsApp. You can contact us online through WhatsApp or email. WhatsApp number 0092-311-633-6937 or through email arabic@dawateislami.net.
قناة مدني، هذه القناة الدعوية التي تعمل لإيصال رسالة الدعوة والدين على منهج أهل السنة والجماعة في أنحاء العالم.
We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. We love Madani Channel. Madani Channel spreading the blessings of Sunnah. Madani Channel spreading the blessings of Sunnah.
لأنه عندنا الآن ثلاثة قنوات موجودة، يعني القناة الأردية والإنجليزية واللغة البنغالية. هذه الثلاثة القنوات موجودة وتبث كلها من المركز الرئيسي المتواجد في باكستان في مدينة كراتشي، وفي المستقبل القريب أيضا نخطط لقناة مدني العربية. هذه القناة إن شاء الله ستخدم الدعوة والدين في الدول العربية أو من يستطيع فهم اللغة العربية إن شاء الله، وبتعاونكم ووقوفكم معنا إن شاء الله سنصل إلى قلب كل مسلم أو إلى قلب كل شخص يفهم اللغة العربية لكي نخدمه في الدعوة والدين ونوصل إليه تعاليم القرآن والسنة الصحيحة إن شاء الله.
Come be in touch with us and help us spread the message of awareness. Dawat-e-Islami Digital Media Department. Let us know if you think we can do better. Visit our website www.arabicdawateislami.net.
We
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. ما شاء الله عز وجل. A very beautiful overview of the department of Arabic in MashaAllah عز وجل that we've learned today. Alhamdulillah about Madani channel. You know, Madani channel is not only in Urdu. Alhamdulillah, we've got a Bengali channel as well. We've got this English channel. We've got the Urdu one. And very soon, that as we heard in the clip, inshallah عز وجل, we will have Madani channel in the Arabic language very soon, inshallah عز وجل. There's a lot of work that needs to be done for that. But inshallah, a lot of, you know, there are so many Arabic speaking countries and many other countries that understand the Arabic language. So this is a need that inshallah, we can portray the true sunnah and the real Islam to these countries as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now when a Madani channel Arabic does come, inshallah, we want you to be giving the invitation to people to watch that as well. Ji Pyare Islam Bhaiyo, let's come back to our topic for a few minutes, inshallah, because we've got Kaniz Fatima for you to see as well, mashallah. So our topic was an exam to prepare for. What is that exam? We talked about the exam of the hereafter, we talked about the exam of the grave, and these exams are what we need to really prepare ourselves. We should always keep in mind that the world, no matter how great this world may seem to us, it is in truth quite insignificant. No matter how enduring it may appear right now, it is as fleeting as a night that must end at the sun, next sunrise. You know, just like the night ends when the sun rises, the night disappears. In the same way, the life of this world will end one day as well. It will disappear, and we need to prepare for the next life as well. There's a very beautiful hadith in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace of our heart and mind, has said that the life of this world compared to the hereafter is as if one of you were to put his finger in the ocean and take it out again, then compare the water remains on the finger to the water that remains in the ocean. This was in Sahih Muslim. You know, so you know, you see a huge ocean, yeah, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, all these great oceans. Put your finger into that water and then take your finger out. That water that remains on your finger is the life of this world. And that whole ocean is the life of the hereafter. Now, we are working so hard for this small part of this life. We are working so hard, and we've forgotten that whole ocean. We forgot about it. The Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, if we look at their lives, their seerah, you will see that the Sahaba Ikram, you know, they did not only worry about this world, yeah, they worried about the hereafter. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. That is a beautiful dua that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. Ya Allah, give us, you know, فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا, give us a good life in this world. حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and then give us a beautiful hereafter as well. But how beautiful our hereafter? How are we going to make that beautiful? One of the ways to make it beautiful is to act upon the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must spend more time in sincere supplication to our Lord. We should ask Him to make the hereafter dearer to us and to make us less fond of the world. We should beseech Him to grant us paradise with all of His delight and to spare us with His wrath. Truly, Allah hears and answers all our prayers. Yeah, so Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will answer our prayers. Now, one of the du'as that we should be making constantly in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal is that, Ya Allah, give me the understanding of the hereafter. You know, why will people commit sins? Is because we don't have the understanding of the hereafter.
Why will people commit these sins? Is because they will have no knowledge of the hereafter. You know, if a person knew that, you know, there's a dead end, you're not going to drive your car in there, are you? Because you know it's not going to take you anywhere. If you know that there is a tunnel and you go into that tunnel, it's closed from the other end, you're not going to drive your car through that tunnel because you know there's no way out of there. In the same way, you know, we at this moment in time, we are making our cars, you know, we are driving towards a dead end. We are driving towards a tunnel that does not have the ending to it. Our life of this world should be a life that we prepare for our life hereafter. We prepare ourselves, and that is one of the best ways how we can enjoy our life. We do also have a very beautiful package for you to see. And that package, what we're going to see now, inshallah, Azawajal, is the package of Kaniz Fatima. So let's go and watch this beautiful package. Especially, you know, it's for not only for the youngsters, but for the adults to learn as well, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Kaniz Fatima, arshi bachi, Kaniz Fatima, arshi.
Hold on a sec, Raika, what are you doing?
I'm just washing up.
Are you washing up or wasting water?
Do you know that water is a great blessing
of Allah Almighty?
Don't waste water. On Judgment Day, we will be held to account
of our blessings.
It's stated in the Quran,
ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ
عَنِ النَّعِيمِ,
meaning, then on that day, you will most certainly be asked about blessings. Therefore, do not waste a great blessing like water.
Raika, have a look who's at the door.
Hold on a sec, I'm just coming.
Just a second.
Who is it?
It's me, Ramin.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam
warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Welcome, Sister Ramin. Please come inside.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal.
I can't see Kaniz Fatima. Where is she?
She's in the kitchen. Let me call her. Please have a seat.
Sister,
Ramin sister is here.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ala kulli hal.
Where are you going holding this shopping bag in your hand?
No, nowhere. I wasn't going anywhere.
Well, what actually happened was our fridge stopped working and these things would go off without being in the fridge. So I came here to ask you if I can keep these things in your fridge for a few days.
Sure, why not?
But let me first ask my dad.
Of course, dear. You may do so. Helping out others is a great deed.
Yes, Ramin, you can use our fridge. I've asked my dad. Jazakallahu khaira.
These look like yummy things to eat.
These are all the things. Please keep them in your fridge. Our fridge will also be repaired in 1 or 2 days.
Yummy.
Right, Harry, the dwarf going to sleep.
Allahumma bismika amudu wa ahya. Yay! That was yummy.
And what are you doing over here at this time of night?
Actually, I just went to get some water.
Oh, is it? So how did you get this chocolate on your face and your hands? Would you like to explain that? Look, Raika, do not lie. Lying is a very bad thing.
Oh.
Secondly, Ramin kept this chocolate as an interest with us. The summary of a hadith is that he is not from amongst us who is dishonest with believers.
Dishonesty in trust? What does that mean?
Someone keeping their belongings as an interest with us is entrustment.
and using that entrustment without his permission is dishonesty in the entrustment.
Sister, I will never lie again or be dishonest in anyone's trust.
Now the chocolate you have eaten, you have to buy a new one and replace it. And when Ramin comes tomorrow, apologize to her as well.
Sure, inshallah. That's what I will do.
Okay, let's go to sleep now. Ramin, we wanted to apologize to you as well.
Apologize? What for?
Actually, what happened was that Rika ate some chocolate from it, but I did replace it by buying a new one.
Sister Ramin, please forgive me for the mistake that I have made.
No problem. My mom said that. Give one chocolate to Rika as well.
Jazakillahu khairan.
Kaleez-e Fatima. Achhi bachi. Kaleez-e Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. You know, these beautiful cartoons, you know, our children, if only they can watch these cartoons. And there are many cartoons that have been dubbed in English as well for our viewers, for our children in the UK. So please try to, you know, get time out, get these cartoons, download them on your phone, download them on your tablet, and give it to your children so that they can read as well and they can watch them as well. And inshallah, you know, there's so many lessons that alhamdulillah are taught in these cartoons, and our children can inshallah act upon them as well. Gee, we're talking about, for those viewers who've just joined us, alhamdulillah, we welcome you to Rise and Shine. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah azza wa jal has said that I have prepared for my righteous slaves such excellent things as no eye has ever seen, no one ear has ever heard, nor a human heart can ever think of. You know, because we're talking about an exam. You know, you prepare for the exam, you go and you give the exam, and the result, yeah, why is it that you're rewarded? Yeah, maybe you're rewarded with a pass certificate, maybe you're rewarded with gifts. Why? Because you've passed the exam. In that same way, once we pass the exam, what do we get? What is the gift that we will receive from Allah Azza wa Jal? The gift that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no human eye has ever seen that. No human ear has ever heard that, and no human heart has ever thought of that gift that Allah Ta'ala will give to us on the Day of Judgment. And inshallah, the scholars, they say that the most beautiful gift for a believer on the Day of Judgment will be that he will enter paradise and he will see his Rabb Azza wa Jal with his own eyes. Subhanallah. Can you imagine seeing your beautiful creator? Who created you? Even now, you know, when we think about who created us, obviously we can't picture in our mind, because Allah Ta'ala is free from form or anything. You know, he's free from any shape or form. But inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, when we will be in the gardens of paradise, we will see our Rabb Azza wa Jal with our own eyes. The Pyar Islam Bhaiyo. So what we need to do now is, first of all, prepare for the exam. Second of all, give the exam. The exam, you know, even if you say, oh, I'm not really prepared for, I'm not going to give the exam, it doesn't matter. If you are not prepared for it, you still have to go have that exam. So now it's up to us. Allah Ta'ala has given us life. We are still breathing, we are still alive, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we have to give that exam, and we need to prepare for that exam. And the scholars of Islam, alhamdulillah, has given us many, many ways. Some of the things that we've even, you know, discussed and talked about during the program. What we need to do now, my dear Islam brothers, is to have a good conscience, you know, think about this seriously. If you don't think about this seriously, what's going to happen is we're just going to be, you know, busy in our life. Like many people, sadly, they say they're very busy with life. They want to read the Quran. They want to offer their salah. They want to do good things, but they've busied themselves so much that because of that, these people sadly do not know what to do now. So as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we should prepare for that day. We should prepare for that time when the world will end. We should prepare, we should realize and understand this world is not forever. This world will be destroyed. Time is really going fast. Why? It's because we've engaged ourselves in many other things and we've forgotten about our hereafter. We've forgotten about the purpose of life. The purpose of life, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, that the purpose of life is to worship our Rabb Azza wa Jal. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah Ta'ala created us for His worship. We were not created to have fun in this world, to enjoy in the life in this world. Our main purpose of life is that we please our Rabb Azza wa Jal and we prepare for the next life. I've got a little promo to show you. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, give sadqah early in the morning as the calamity does not precede charity. Dawat-e-Islami is an international non-political organization operating all over the world in more than 100 departments. These departments include Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Maktabatul Madina, Darul Ifta, Ahle Sunnat and Madani Channel. These departments require millions of rupees to keep running.
It's all over the world. It's spreading.
Contribute in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal by giving your zakat and sadqat to Dawat-e-Islami.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363 4560. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji, mashallah azza wa jal. Final thing, coming back to the end of our program, there is a very beautiful thing that Allah azza wa jal has mentioned in the Quran. And the scholars, they say that Allah azza wa jal is going to give you far better in the hereafter what He has given you in the world. Now you might be thinking, we've got everything in this world. I'm living a comfortable life, subhanAllah, I've got money, I've got fame, I've got cars, I've got a house. I'm enjoying it. I'm everything. But this is nothing compared to what Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us in the hereafter. But what is that for? It is for the people who will please their Rabb Azza wa Jal in this world. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this exam that we all need to prepare for, we need to start to give our time for this exam. We need to start to do the research, and that research is Ilm-e-Deen. There are many courses that you can do online in the comfort of your own home. There are many, many courses that we can do and prepare for our life of the hereafter as well. Because remember, this world is a place of work. You know, it's a place where we can do something, and the hereafter will be the life where Allah Ta'ala will reward us. Jazakallah khairah for watching today's Rise and Shine program. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun